So let's walk through the statute, see what it says. There's two types of vesting. There's single permit vesting, and then there's series of permits vesting. So in a single permit vesting, you have an application for the permit, and at the time that you apply for the permit, you are then freezing the regulatory scheme with that regulatory agency for that permit. And every now and then, there is a project where there's just a single permit with a single regulatory agency. But that's not really the critical one. Let's talk a little bit about the accrual of vested rights. So you accrue your rights upon that application when the application provides fair notice of the project and the nature of the permit that is sought. What is fair notice? It's not defined, but it needs to be sufficient so that the local government has the opportunity to understand what the project is, because the project is what is vested. It is not the developer, it is the project. So from a government perspective, that's going to be a focus when it comes to whether a project is vested and whether the project as presented today is the same project as the original application that sought for vesting. Now, the filing date is defined in the statute as when the applicant delivers the application. That's like in the good old days, you would walk it down to the permit window, so to speak. But of course, many things are submitted differently today. But the statute provides that you can mail in your application, and that creates a prima facie date for your vesting. If you look at some of the case law, you can see in some situations, the local regulatory agency refused to accept the application, perhaps, let's say, to thwart the vesting. So that's been addressed by statute. Now, the series of permits vesting is really the most powerful side of the statute. So if you have a series of permits for a project, which is typical in most projects, then you are vested upon that first application, and the regulatory scheme at the time of that initial application is locked in for the entire project and all the phases of that project. And the language of the statute is very broad, talking about what is a single series of permits, very, very broad, and then in addition, the local government is not able to shorten the time period for any of those permits. So the duration of the permit can't be shortened. Put a little asterisk there, because later in my paper, there are some exceptions where you can reduce the duration of a permit to based on a five years from the initial application and 2 years for a particular permit. In addition, the developer may cherry pick from any later adopted regulations and pick and choose to create their regulatory scheme. And they don't forfeit any of their vested rights by choosing to work with the vested regulatory scheme with the addition of some of the new scheme. Like any statute, definitions are a big deal. So let's talk about some of those definitions. The first one is, what is a permit? And there's a very broad definition of permit. It goes into a long list of different types of items that would be a permit: a license, a certificate, an approval, a registration, a consent, contract, and then it ends up with any other form of authorization that is required. So a developer can't just make up a request. The application has to be for some sort of approval that is required. So what is a public political subdivision? Dottie and I were talking before we started my presentation offline, and the original vested rights statute in Government Code Chapter 481, I believe, covered the state as well as local governments. The current vested rights statute only covers local governments, and county, school district, and municipality are listed. I don't know why they don't list special districts and MUD districts, because they would be covered as well. So it's very broad. The definition of project is a very broad definition. It talks about an endeavor. I mean, endeavor to me is the name of a spaceship or some sort of a battleship. But an endeavor, which is a very broad term, over which a regulatory agency exerts its jurisdiction and for which permits are required. Very broad.